Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We'll go abroad because it's been reported today that women in Gaza are having to endure C-sections without painkillers and that girls are using tent scraps for period products. I asked Reham Jafari, the communication and advocacy coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory with Action Aid, for reaction to the maternal care crisis in Gaza just before we came on air.
It is not a new statistics or a new conditions for the women. These conditions the women pass through in Gaza since the first months of the war against Gaza, due to continuous bombing and the total blockade and siege that prevent the delivery of medical supplies, and including anesthetica and painkillers, and delivery of medical supplies and fuel to hospitals and health facilities, which force the doctors or push the doctors to do the cesarean section for women without anesthetica, which increases the pain for the woman, and sometimes it endangers their lives and causes more complications that affect their reproductive health on the long term. Even after the end of the war, they will suffer from this condition. This is for the woman who will deliver in hospital, who are able to reach hospital. Mm-hmm. If they reach the hospital, they will not receive the medical care they want or they deserve. The other pregnant women are forced to deliver, to have their delivery in UN shelters with under the lack of privacy, under the lack of hygiene, under the lack of medical care. And some of them, they deliver in their own houses without any help or without receiving any care, and even without having the opportunity to see their parents or their relatives to be beside them in this difficult condition. So there are many cases and many conditions where the pregnant women are forced to deliver under lack of protection, under lack of adequate health care and medical care.
So the range of scarcity, Reham, is something to behold. No, little or no food or water is getting through. No medical supplies are allowed to enter, including, as we mentioned, the sanitary towels, the tampons, the contraceptive pills. It leads to a dire situation.
The dire situation for the woman, even for the young girl and for the adolescents, for the women who are experiencing periods, they have a period poverty. They don't have the health pads and the sanitation and the hygiene products. Some of them use old or reused clothes if they find it, and some scraps of the tents or some parts of the tents that they cut it with the scissors to use as an alternative for period products.
They're ripping scraps of the tent to use as period products, is that right?
Yeah. As an alternative for health baths, because those products are not available in Gaza. They are not found in pharmacies or stores. Some of women are forced to walk long distances and go to many pharmacies looking for those products, but they cannot find. And if they find it, they are with the high price that they cannot afford to get it. So it is difficult for the woman, and also for the water issue, or for to continue and to preserve their cleanness and their healthy. They cannot have, especially in the UN shelters and in the tents, they don't have a private and dignified places to manage their ministerial hygiene, to take showers.
We're now hearing the tent cities are building up in various parts of Gaza. There's a huge tent city, Reham, in Rafah.
Yeah. And these tent cities lack private and dignified spaces for toilet and for showers for women. And some women go to some facilities like a hospital if it is near, and they line in long queues waiting for shower, or go to some buildings. If they see a building and imagine the situation, they ask the people in that building if they have the possibility to take shower. And some of them told us, we do not to publish these testimonies because, it is a sensitive issue to be talked about in this condition. So, and sometimes go to hospitals when they were in Deir el-Balah and in the middle areas, and they wait in long queues to take a shower. And they go to some houses that are not damaged and ask the people or the families of the houses if it is possible for the woman to take shower. Mm-hmm. That it is so having water and having showered in Gaza is a dream, is an impossible thing that cannot be achieved easily for women.
That's just one element of how difficult life is in Gaza. Can I ask you finally, though, Reham, are you simply reiterating your call now, like other aid agencies and the UN, for a ceasefire immediately?
The main solution for this crisis, humanitarian crisis, is an immediate ceasefire. For this reason, we continue demanding ceasefire to allow the delivery of aid, to allow to open the humanitarian corridors and the humanitarian access for humanitarian aid, and to stop targeting women, children, old people, and young people, and young women.
Reham Jafari, Communication and Advocacy Coordinator for the Occupied Palestinian Territory with ActionAid. Thank you for joining us.